From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. U.S. Congressman Blake Moore is facing a challenge from popular state representative Carrie Ann Lisenby in Utah's 2nd Congressional District. They debated last night. KUER's Hugo Ricard Bell was there and has more.
The 2nd District covers much of northern Utah, so it came as no surprise that the proposed Box Elder County data center was a major focus. Lisenby made it clear from the outset that she wasn't happy with the way things went down.
Process matters. And when the public is seeing a rushed process and there's many unanswered questions about the impacts on environment, that is when elected officials run into problems.
Moore is in congressional leadership as vice chair of the House Republican Conference. He took a more diplomatic stance on the data center with a nod to national security concerns.
We have incredibly important and natural resources that cannot be disrupted, and in particularly at the front of it will be the debate about the Great Salt Lake. But we cannot lose this race to China.
The debate also tackled issues of federal spending, housing and affordability, and the war in Iran. Both candidates took traditional Republican stances. Now, ballots should be landing in mailboxes this week, and the primary election is June 23rd. Hugo Ricard Bell, KUER News.
Artificial intelligence is leaving out religious perspectives. New research from Brigham Young University shows AI models have consistent and repeatable biases in responses. David Wingate is a computer science professor at BYU and one of the researchers. One question his team posed to AI was about helping a grieving coworker.
Doesn't say, hey, consider talking to your priest, consider talking to your rabbi, consider reading scriptures, consider prayer or meditation. It doesn't even say, if you're religious, we could talk about a religious perspective on this question.
Researchers say this is a problem because 3/4 of the world's population is religious. Most models showed a negative bias toward Jehovah's Witnesses and a positive bias toward Catholicism. Grok also showed a negative bias toward Baha'i and Hindus. The research was part of the Consortium for Evaluation of Faith and Ethics in AI with 3 other universities. People with medical marijuana cards went up by 17% in Utah last year. That means more people are registering with the program rather than relying on unregulated sources. The data comes from the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food and the University of Utah's Medical Cannabis Outcome Research and Evaluation Team. Their 2025 report found persistent pain and PTSD were the 2 most common medical conditions for cardholders. Most people say they're happy with the quality and accessibility, but high costs and administrative difficulties are still roadblocks. Utah has opened a voucher program to help people buy e-bikes. About half of the pollution along the Wasatch Front comes from gas-powered cars and trucks. The Utah Division of Air Quality says using e-bikes is a smart way to cut down on smog, especially in the summer. There are 2,000 vouchers available, first come, first served. They're for $400 or $800 for people who qualify based on income. After getting their voucher, applicants have 2 weeks to buy the e-bike from a local store. You're listening to KUER News.